I'm Steve Krtanich with Paul Nolte, who's back this morning to go over some of the jobs numbers with us. Paul, a very positive, really good jobs report for the month of October.
It was a big surprise because the estimates coming in were about 185 to 190. We got to 128. We knew GM was going to be an issue. It was an issue, but even with that, the numbers were well above expectations. They revised the back months to another 90,000. So if you add those back into this one, you're over 200. And we haven't seen 200 in a few months. There's been some concern that we've been running at that 125 to 150,000. But we're back up over 200, if you will, for this month. So it's a very good number.
Yeah, and if you go back and look at the year as a whole, we are doing better in the last half of the year than we were doing in the whole first 6 months of the year.
Yeah, no, on average. And that's why I said when we look at the jobs numbers, I try not to look at just 1 month. We take a look at a trend. So we'll look at a six-month trend. We'll look at this year versus last year. We are slowing some. But the numbers that we really look at or we want to see is anything over about 130 to 150,000. And that means that generally the unemployment rate will go down. That's what we need to absorb new entrants into the job market, 140,000, 150,000. So we've been running still well above that 150,000, even though we've slowed down some from what had been a pretty good pace in 2018.
The unemployment rate ticks up to 3.6%. Talk to us about where the jobs gains were specifically in this jobs report.
In this one, it was a lot of health services. It was a lot of restaurants, restaurants and bars. Evidently, a lot of people are going out. And that's actually corroborated by other data when we take a look at people spending money going out versus eating in. So that's not necessarily a surprise. For one of the few times this year, retail sales actually added jobs. Manufacturing added a little, but again, that was impacted by General Motors. So if we add back the General Motors, which was roughly 48,000, manufacturing did pretty well. So again, it was really kind of across the board that we saw good jobs gains. And then the last thing is the wage growth. Wage growth was about 2/10, and that was pretty much in line with expectations. And again, we look at year-over-year numbers, and we're running at about a 3% annual clip, which is down a little bit, but that tends to be the midpoint, or it has been the midpoint of the range for wage growth between 2 and 4 that we've seen historically. 3% still running above inflation. So overall, like I said, a very good jobs number.
The retail numbers, the average over the past 3 months has been about 38,000. So the addition of 48,000 is notable. Do you have any sense of what has sparked that?
I really don't. You know, without getting really deep into it, my guess is that we're getting ramped up for the holiday season, maybe a little bit early. Certainly a lot of the losses that we saw earlier in the year were closings of a lot of stores. And we're seeing some expansion in Walmart, Target, Amazon. So that may be some of the reason. But I think it's a little bit early to be looking at the holiday season. But we would expect the retail sales numbers to pick up a little bit between now and the end of the year.
Talk to us a little bit about social assistance jobs, employment and social assistance. Increased 20,000 in October. What's social assistance?
Those are the social workers in general, and those tend to be as you go through the jobs report. You can, you know, if there's a knock on it, a lot of it is on the service side, and that'll be in line with what we see in the ISM data, both manufacturing and services side. Services has been very strong. Manufacturing ticked up a little bit this last month, but those jobs tend to be lower wage jobs and certainly not where we're seeing a lot of the wage growth. So part of the reason why we didn't see better wage growth is because we're adding on to those types of jobs where the wages aren't necessarily all that high.
Business and professional services added 22,000 in October. That trend has been about 30,000 per month, 33,000 per month, compared to an average gain of about 47,000 jobs per month in 2018. Does that signify that maybe that sector is weakening a little?
A little bit. I mean, it tends to be my job. It's the professional right. services, you know, attorneys and so on. Again, you know, they are weakening a little bit, and again, it's being picked up on the lower tier when you look at the restaurant and that type. Health services, health care was very strong. And that has been pretty strong all the way through. That really hasn't seen any diminishment in job growth really all through this the last 2-3 years or so.
Healthcare up 15,000 in October, 402,000 jobs in healthcare created over the last 12 months. Very strong sector.
No, it is very strong sector. And one of the reasons why, some people say, well, you know, if it's so wonderful, why do we see an uptick in the unemployment rate from 3.5 to 3.6? And it's because there's more people coming into the workforce than there are right now jobs. And that's healthy. And we've been seeing that now for a while where we're getting new entrants into the job market who haven't been there for a while. So that, again, speaks to the fact that we have a good market, a strong market, and people are now interested in going out to find jobs.
Is that the labor force participation rate that you're talking about?
Yes.
63%.
Yeah. So that doesn't move terribly much, but it has been moving in the right direction now for a while. Where we're getting more and more participation in the job market. And when we take a look at and we step back a little bit and take this all in context of everything that we've seen this week from the GDP number, from the Fed meeting and from the earnings, et cetera, the U.S. economy continues to do well. We expected, certainly we were concerned about a slowing manufacturing sector. We were maybe concerned about a recession with the inverted yield curve earlier this year. A lot of that has gone by the boards. We haven't seen the weakness that we would have anticipated in the jobs market. And that's kind of the shoe that we were waiting to drop. It hasn't. So the economy has been pretty resilient through all of this and continues to do well. Part of the reason why I think the Fed is willing to step back and say we're done cutting rates here, at least through the first part of next year.
A lot of economic data, including this jobs report, came in after the Federal Reserve decision this week. I'm curious, I mean, again, this is a what-if hypothetical, but what if that decision were coming today at 1 o'clock? Do you think after seeing the data of the last 2 days, including this report, they may have voted differently?
I don't think so. The cynic in me says they probably have an early handle on some of these numbers, at least some preliminary numbers. But this is not enough to sway them if this data were available to them prior to their meeting. But again, within the context of what we've been seeing and the trends that we've been seeing over the last few months, the trends have been generally on the positive side. The economic surprises that we're seeing tend to be a little bit higher than what we were originally estimated. So the economy is doing okay. You know, 1.5 to 2% is kind of what we've had it pegged at. GDP came in at 1.7, and it's estimated to be 1.7 for the fourth quarter as well. So again, not recessionary, not robust, certainly by any means, but certainly good enough to keep the equity markets going. But certainly enough to keep the economy going.
The wages part of this still makes me scratch my head a little bit. You'd think if the job market is as hot as it is, that 3% wage growth, that figure would be a little bit higher.
It's interesting when you start pulling apart the numbers, and again, you know, where are the jobs coming from? They tend to be coming from the lower end of the scale. So if I'm hiring a bunch of people in the restaurants, they don't get paid a very high wage. They rely on tips a lot more. So that tends to draw the number down a little bit. And that's part of the reason why we'd like to see the manufacturing jobs, because they're coming in at the higher end. GM and their recent strike being resolved, entrants there are getting $16 to $17 an hour coming in, much better than what you're going to see coming in from, say, the restaurant or the bar business. So the other part of that, though, is you're not seeing a lot of people jumping jobs, and you're not seeing companies willing to pay up to poach jobs either. So their companies, I think, are still playing it very close to the vest and not really willing to spend for talent and willing to attract other people from currently jobs that they hold. And that is, I think, where you will start to see, if that happens, that's where you'll see the wage growth really pick up.
You would expect to see wage growth of more than 4%, though, wouldn't you?
You would at that point. And that's where we have seen that before at the end of the expansion. So we saw it at the end of 1999, 2000. We saw it in 2007 and 2006 and 7 before the economy rolled over. And that's really where things really were getting kind of hot and people were really excited about stuff, willing to make the jump. And we saw the Fed at those periods of time being a little bit more aggressive about raising rates, and that's where you get the imbalances in the economy. 3%, again, with the historical range being 2 to 4, is not bad. And again, it's ahead of the inflation rate, which everybody knows is still below 2% as far as, you know, the Fed is concerned. So when we look at those numbers, it's a healthy job market. It's not enough to really warrant higher inflation. And that's one of the things that we're concerned about. If we get up over 4%, inflation really will start to tick up, and that will get the Fed off the sidelines.
As we look ahead to next jobs report, do we take into account what will impact at the holidays, seasonal hiring, that sort of thing?
Some of the seasonal hiring will come into impact. We'll reverse the GM numbers, and we'll get, again, the revisions to this data, which might be a little bit lower, but we'll get the revisions to the prior months. The seasonal workers, again, they will try to seasonally adjust some of those numbers because it happens every year. Christmas shows up the same time every year Thanksgiving does. So they try to adjust those numbers for the seasonality impact. But that being said, we'll still want to be looking for a better than a 150 number on an average over a prior six-month period.
All right, very good. Paul, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They want to drop me a note, they can do so at pnolte@kingsviewam.com.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and going over the jobs report with us. Thank you.
Always enjoyable. Thank you.
And that's Paul Nolte from Kingsview, and I'm Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.